A few weeks ago, Father Kessler called and asked me, he said, would there be any way that one of you at your parish could come and celebrate the Sunday Masses at St. Philip the Apostle? And I said, yeah, I think we can help you out. And he said, so which one of you will be coming? And I said, Father, are you kidding? I said, I celebrated my first Mass at the Church of St. Philip the Apostle in Statesville. Of course I'm the one who's coming. He said, please tell me the Mass that you're going to celebrate on Sunday will be shorter than your first Mass. Now, for the past three Sundays, we have been hearing from the letter to the Hebrews, and we've been invited to follow Abraham as a model in our life of faith. We were invited to live our faith in communion with a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us and encourage us. We were invited to accept the loving discipline of the Lord as we grow in our union in Christ. And today God invites us to his holy mountain and to the city of the living God. The letter to the Hebrews is filled with the language of worship. Our reading today could easily introduce the celebration of every holy Mass. You have drawn near to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, to the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, to the blood which speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. It could introduce every celebration of the Eucharist, because here we are gathered just as Moses and the chosen people were gathered to hear the word that the Lord has spoken to his people. But when the scriptures are proclaimed in the sacred liturgy, something different happens. When the scriptures are proclaimed in the sacred liturgy, God is speaking to his people. We are not hearing what God once said. We are hearing what God says to you and to me here and now. Our worship on earth is joined to the worship of heaven as we join in the Gloria and in the Holy, Holy, Holy. We join in the ministry and in the song of the angels. And in the celebration of the sacred liturgy, the ministry of the angels is in fact carried out by the altar servers. They are the angels of the liturgy. The ministry of the archangel carried out by the deacon who reads the good news, even when a priest who is always a deacon reads the gospel. Because they prepare the altar of sacrifice. They assist the one who, though all unworthy, sacramentally represents Christ, who is high priest and spouse of the church. They attend and assist as the sacrifice that speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel is made present on the altar and is offered to the Father. And you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, are the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. That is your baptismal dignity. The baptismal mark on your souls enables you, invites you, in fact requires you to participate in divine worship. The priestly mark on my soul, given by Christ with a brother's care and through the laying on of apostolic hands, enables me, requires me, and invites me to lead divine worship. In the celebration of the Eucharist, we join together. Because in the celebration of the Eucharist, your royal priesthood of the baptized, through your union with the ministerial priesthood of the ordained, joins in one single act of worship in Christ to the Father. We join with Christ, the high priest, and we approach the holy mountain at the invitation of God. We approach the holy mountain that the chosen people did not get to touch. Only Moses could step upon the mountain. We have something better here. We have been drawn close to the mountain and to the presence of the living God. So how then do we respond to this invitation? How then do we draw close? Sirach tells us, we join with humility. I learned one of the greatest examples, personal examples of humility, from that thermostat right over there. The week after I was ordained, I was celebrating all of the Sunday Masses here at the parish. It was kind of my gift to Father Kurt, for during my time here, he was very good to me. He let me stay in the rectory and he didn't kill me. Which, you know, having worked with seminarians for a couple years, I kind of could have understood. So the Sunday after I was ordained, a week later, I was coming in to celebrate the Sunday Masses, still my hands, anointed with the chrism. Beautifully, I'm floating basically around here as a new priest, overwhelmed by the idea that I can consecrate the Eucharist and forgive sins, but I can't change the temperature in the church. I can open heaven, but not the box around a thermostat. The Lord Jesus is very generous with the virtue of humility. When we forget that we rely completely on Him, He will draw us close. And so Sirach teaches us, He invites us to this life of humility, because we are invited to humble ourselves before the Lord, for the humble are pleasing in His sight. But this virtue of humility is not about thinking less of ourselves. It's not about going around and saying, I am awful, I am horrible, I am low, I am evil. That is not humility. Humility is not thinking less of ourselves. Humility is thinking of ourselves less. With the virtue of humility, we think of the other first. We follow the example of the Lord Jesus, the Son of the Father and the host of the banquet who washes the feet of His disciples. The real gift of humility is that the humble are open to receiving the gifts that God desires to give them, because the humble recognize their need. The humble recognize their unworthiness. The humble respond in gratitude, and the proud never do. The proud never will. The gospel today, the Lord Jesus advises, He teaches His apostles not to seek the highest place. He invites His disciples to associate themselves with the humble, because those who take the lower place can be invited to a higher one. Those who first take the highest place at the banquet cannot receive it as a gift from the host. They will never hear the words, "My friend, come higher." As we now enter into this banquet of the kingdom of heaven, we approach Mount Zion and the city of the living God with the humility of the shepherds who approach the manger. We join with the angels and the saints in their ceaseless worship of our God and Father. And from the lowly place that we have taken, we listen for the voice and the invitation of the Lord Jesus, "My friend, come higher." Amen.